Now time for Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central boys head basketball coach John Thomas. Just picked up his 500th career win in his career, but we'll get to that in just a bit. And we'll start off with your guys' first game from this past week, 37-35, falling to Perry LeCompton. And coach, this is a close one in the end, a couple costly turnovers, and couldn't quite get over the hump in this one.
Yeah, we trailed most of the ball game. We just didn't really... Neither team played real well. It's kind of a sloppy ball game. Too many turnovers and shooting by both teams was not great. They outdid us from the free throw line. They outdid us from the 3-point line. So we were better at the 2-point range, but once we took the lead, we just didn't take care of the basketball.
You guys bounced back with a win against Riverside. Final score in that one was 56-45, and that was your 500th career win. And you told me that the performance was not great, but not bad in this one.
Yeah, you know, I felt like it was better than it was Friday night, but we didn't shoot as well as I'm hoping we would be shooting by this time of the year. But defensively, we were good. We played well in the second half and took care of business in the second half. Our first half was probably a little poorer than our second half, but all in all, it was a good win for us.
And after the game, you guys celebrated the milestone as the team gets you some shoes, and you said that you wore them this past game. And overall, what does this milestone mean for you and for the team as well?
Well, it means that I've coached a lot of good kids, a lot of good players. I've been very fortunate to have coached a lot of talent. And this group is part of that. And they've accomplished a record that we're proud of, but would have liked to have seen a couple less losses. But otherwise, this group's have been very successful. And just happy for them and happy to get past that number so we can move on.
Absolutely. And then speaking of moving on, you guys defeated Royal Valley 63-53 on the road on Tuesday. In this one, you guys exploded for 27 points in the third quarter. How did that happen?
Our press caused them a lot of trouble in the third quarter. And we'd been using the press the whole game. But finally in that third quarter, we got some turnovers and we got two, three, or four in a row, and offensively we were as efficient as we've been in a long time. We were real good in the half court, which was good to see as we come down here to the end. Defensively, we were pretty good all night. We were switching up defenses a little bit from our man to our zone, and kind of kept them off balance.
So now in your last two games of the year, you guys are going to be hosting both Jefferson West and Riverside on Friday and the next Tuesday, respectively. Both of those games will be right here on KMZA. But for these two, you guys are trying to fight for position in sub-state in Riley County. And as of right now, you guys are tied with Rossville at 12-6. St. Mary's is 11-6 as of right now. Even Silver Lake, they're right there. They're 10-7. So there's a lot of movement that could take place. How have things kind of shaped out, and what are you looking forward to in these last two games?
Well, you're right. It's going to be tight, second through fifth seed. And we're really hoping for that second seed. That's our goal anyway. And I think if we take care of business, these last two ball games, obviously we have an opportunity to be a second seed. I think it may come down to a flip of a coin. We'll see. But we're hopeful that we can get in that second spot.
Yeah, hopefully not having to deal with a coin toss to determine that, because it does mean a lot. It would mean that possibly if you get the 2 seed, you'd be able to delay playing Beloit, who's 17-1. It would delay them to get them in the championship instead of the semifinals, have you guys get a chance to get back to the championship game for the second consecutive season. What would that mean for you guys to be able to get back to that spot where you were in last year and then get over the hump and get back to state?
Well, we realize we may be in the toughest 3A sub-state in class 3A. So, yes, staying away from Beloit, staying away from that side of the bracket would be a good thing. But there's not going to be any easy ones in the semifinals or even the in the first round, if depending on what seed you are. And so, you know, to be able to get back to back to the sub-state championship game would be fantastic. Obviously, last year was a surprise to most people that we were able to get there. This year would be maybe not as I don't want to say as surprising, because we've had a little better season record wise, but we certainly would like to get back there and have an opportunity to get to the state tournament.
It'll be interesting with a lot of teams that you'll be in the league with next year in the Big East League with Rossville, St. Mary's, Silver Lake, and Riley County. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
You betcha. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central boys and basketball coach John Thomas here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Hauk Seed.